WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Hey, Swamp, it's March.
Hello, it's March again.
And St. Patrick's coming up here.
St. Patrick's Day.
End of this week here, the 17th. Here's a guy, I don't believe he's Irish, but man, he's good, and he plays a lot on our program. And I found a new CD by this
young man. Good. Okay. Who is this young man?
Well, this young man is called Jeff Chapman.
Chapman, I've heard of him.
He's going to sing about his one of his favorite subjects here, and that's his dog. His dog. Dog, Jeff Chapman. There we go. Singing about his dog. Good old dog, I can tell you. Yeah.
People like to sing about dogs, don't they?
It's one of the prime subjects, singing about dogs.
Well,
we got a duo coming up here.
Yeah, a duo. I just got this for Christmas here a while back, and it's none other than Robert Plant and Allison Krauss. And I got to see those folks. It's been
I guess 14 years ago, they said this album just came out in December. And anyway, it's Allison and Robert. And I did get to meet, I played with Allison years ago. So I got backstage and got to see her at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. It's in 2008. And lo and behold, Robert Plant was standing around. And I had the album that we did, Different Strokes, that I did with Allison years ago. I had a copy of it, and I was going to have her sign it for someone. And so that album was kind of an icebreaker when I met Plant. Plant took the album and looked at it, and the first comment he said, "You're a lot better looking back in those days."
So was he, bro.
And yeah, on the tip of my tongue was like, "Yeah," you know. I didn't want to help my tongue for once. I said, I listened to Led Zeppelin when I was a kid all the time. And and he said, well, it's like they got to meet Elvis one time. So, for the English guys, Elvis was the thing, and Elvis was sort of the king for those guys. But anyway, I guess then after 14 years, for whatever reason, Robert, since I met him, I call him Robert now.
Hey, some, sure, yeah. Bobby.
Maybe not Bobby. Bobby might not, I don't know, Bob might not like it, I don't know, but who knows. But anyway, Allison, I call her Al sometimes. So
this is
Al and Bob back together again. So the track we're going to hear is Can't Let Go, I think is the name of it. And it's a little up-tempo tune, and I think you're going to enjoy it thoroughly.
It's a dandy. Here we go.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. A little sidelight is her brother, who some people know, some people don't, Victor Krauss, is playing bass on that particular cut. He's playing upright, the big old upright bass there. So you have half of the different strokes people on that. Jim Hoyle is no longer with us. We're going to hear him pretty shortly, though. But he's passed away. But I'm still here. Nobody called me about this thing, so I don't know. I think maybe Robert Plant was the culprit. I think Allison might have called me.
Yeah.
But Robert, yeah. I think, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm available if you know. Anyway, that's the Allison and Robert there. So,
speaking of Jim Hoyles.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do a Jim Hoyles
right here. Right, yeah. Here's the other thing we're celebrating this month of March is St. Patrick's Day. We mentioned that at the top.
Yeah.
And an important holiday to many people. We got none other than Bong County's old born and raised Jim Hoyles here. Good friend of mine. Passed away a few years back. He's doing an Irish tune. You don't get a whole lot more Irish than this. It's called Bank of Ireland, which I think, I don't know if that's, you know, English language is funny because you have banks that you get money from and you have banks of the sea. And so I think it's maybe more the banks of the sea or something, Bank of Ireland. It's followed by one of my favorite players, myself. And I'm doing an Irish tune on the guitar called Rodney's Glory. And it's a little medley there. And the second tune is called Rights of Man Hornpipe. Hornpipe was a little pipe that kind of was played like more like a clarinet, like kind of looks something like, you know, earlier version of a clarinet type thing. The hornpipes were originally taken to sea by mostly English sailors, and a guy would play a tune. He'd be the pipe guy, and guys would get out there and dance and do their calisthenics like that. So that's the origin of the hornpipe. So the second guitar piece you hear there is called Rights of Man Hornpipe, which I'm not sure is particularly Irish, but the first tune definitely is. So that's kind of the setup for these tunes.
Here we go.
Any questions out there? Okay.
Yeah. We'll answer them later in the year.
Sure.
Or next month.
Here we go. Yeah. Any questions, we'll make something up. Yeah. Thank you. are, John.
There we are, Swamp. Wow. I mean, you got your fingers all tied up.
Well, I'll tell you what. One, you? Like I say, I don't know if I can play that anymore or not. But, hey, I got to mention my good friends, Dave and Melly, who listened down in Nashville, Tennessee via the streaming process, are playing on that tune we heard with Jim Hoyles on the Bank of Ireland. And Dave didn't play a whole lot on this album. Banjo kind of, you know, it's used in Irish music, but the picking style banjo is not used a lot. But he was playing banjo on that tune, and his wife Melody was playing bass, the upright bass. So I just want to credit those people out there. So, and you have
next here, yeah,
Mr. Shaky Dave, don't you?
All the way from Trenton, Illinois here, Mr. Dave Shake, sometimes billed as Shaky Dave, and Shaky Dave. I've got a great album here, some old country tunes, and one of them is one I think, I won't take a wild guess at who originally did this one, but a lot of you guys are going to know who it was. The song is called Anytime by Anytime. Shaky Dave.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. That's the time I'll come back home to you.
Shaky Dave.
Shaky Dave.
Anytime. Fine tune now. Yeah, right. Anytime. Coming up, fellow, we're going to play last month, but we ran out of time, and by golly, got him right back here again tonight. Jamie Natier.
Jamie Natier.
The song is Answers.
All right.
Sunlight in the sadness that here. Sometimes I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me all the things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. But that's what living's for. Yeah, I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. Oh, but that's what living's for.
Okay, Swampy, there goes Jamie.
Good job.
Good job, Jamie, from down in Patoka.
Patoka, Illinois.
Jamie Natier. Yep. Up next, a guy from... that has been doing music a long time around here, and we haven't seen him a whole lot lately.
No,
but doing a great job on a song called "I'll Never Be This Young Again," and
right.
That sort of describes us all, Mr.
Yep.
Just Mr. Johnson, Mr. Bob Johnson himself,
Bob
right
Johnson.
Here on the Homegrown program.
All right.
I can hardly see my buckle when I look down, and I shuffle more than walk when I'm moving around. I only use my pointy finger when I wave to my friends, and I'll never be younger again. And I searched every part of this scenario, and I've looked for some good to show, but never seemed to find it in the growing old, and I'll never be younger again. Now when I was a boy and Shep was a pup, I didn't think much about the growing up and swimming the creek and all the good stuff gone for good now that I'm growing old. But I'll always remember our first kiss, the way that it felt when I touched your lips, and the crazy black sweater you made for a gift lost with time now that I'm growing old. Kids was a real good gig. I loved them when they're little, now I love them when they're big. They've all grown up, they moved away now that I'm growing old. And the only silver lining that I can see is that I love you, you still love me, but we're stuck in time like a cat in a tree, and we'll never be younger again.
Well, there goes Bob. He'll never be younger again.
Oh, Bob Swamp. He's getting older all the time. Right?
Yeah. We got one from our old buddy Dale Hounderberger coming up here.
Okay.
And said you just saw Dale it's been a little while back.
Yeah.
Doing a live jam there in the big town of Panama.
Panama. Yep,
yes, sir.
That's right.
Here he is.
To run so many rivers, yeah, had to come. Will I cross him alone with someone I love? So many sleepless nights, tossing and turning. All these tears left my heart a-burning. Will I wake up with you by my side? To love you like you were my best friend, the kind of love so true that it never ends. So much trouble in the way. Now my love's grown cold and I'm feeling tell me what happened to you. How could love make a man so blue? I don't know what to say. Walk away. I heard it said that love conquers all, but all this fighting isn't love at all. My dedication.
Dale wound up our program here for March, and St. Patrick's Day coming up this week.
Right, the 17th, I believe it is.
Yes, yeah. It is, the 17th. All right.
Go out and buy some green beer.
Yes, all right.
But drink sensibly. Then.
And we'll see you in April for another April. Big homegrown program right here on WGEO.
You bet.
Good night, Swamp.
Good night, John.